Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning kernel processing of the corn silage. I think kernel processing will be really important this year, as most of the corn silage that we harvest will likely be either at black lay or very close to it. In other words, the grain will be fully mature. If we do not kernel process, particularly when we're at black layer or near black layer, we will likely see an increase in fecal starch. So how do you measure this? We can take a 32-ounce cup and fill it with handfuls of corn silage material from at least three loads. We should probably do this about every hour to keep track of how the processing is going throughout the day. Take that 32-ounce cup that is full, you dump it out, and what you're doing is you're trying to pick out how many kernels are less than one-half processed. So if they're less than one-half processed and you find two or less, that's probably okay. You're doing an excellent job. If you find 2 to 4 pieces of kernels or whole kernels in that 32-ounce cup, that means it's probably adequate. Where we get concerned is where we see more than 4 half or larger pieces of kernel in that 32-ounce cup of material. In that case, we probably need to talk to our silage chopper and get those rolls tightened up a little bit so that we do a better job of processing. Make sure you continue to check to make sure that we've actually moved the rolls tight enough together to get adequate processing of the kernels. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to pay careful attention to kernel processing as we harvest corn silage this fall.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.